Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Vocab with John and our special co-host, Jimmy.
Hello, everyone. Yo, I'm back. I'm Jimmy.
Yes. So, Jimmy, we are going to be talking about human resource, workplace, and all things work-related in Taiwan and around the world, aren't we?
Yes.
That's right. So what are we talking about today? The buzzword of the month.
Quiet quitting.
Okay. So the buzzword of the month is quiet quitting. So from the word quiet quitting, to me, it sounds like you are quitting without a notice. Right? You're not telling your boss, like you just go home and you're not telling your boss you're quitting. Is that what quiet quitting is?
I don't think so. I think we have some definition and a category we can talk about. First one is a definition. The definition in quiet quitting is the physically not quit.
So physically you're not quitting.
Yeah. But the spirit already quit.
Your spirit is quitting. So that means you are dying inside.
Because your job is a looting job. You already knew how to do will build efficiency.
Okay.
So you have more time to think about, oh, okay, what's next? And what can I do when I'm off work? Okay, I can go to gym and or I hang out with my friends. It's like that.
Okay, hang on a second, Jimmy. I have to stop you there. Can you do that in Taiwan? As far as I know, Taiwan workplace is very competitive. I don't know who's got time to think about going to the gym after work.
So sometimes we need to do fake.
Do what fake? Fake your work? Like
no.
You are working and actually you're not?
Maybe. I think I can give you some example.
Okay.
Like your job, when you first take it,
yeah,
and then maybe you need to spend maybe 1 day's 8 hours, maybe need to spend 5 hours or 6 hours finished.
Right.
But when you already knew how to do and you're already familiar and your communication skill already very strong.
Okay.
And maybe decrease to 3 and 4.
Okay. So the key word here, Jimmy, let me just make a quick input here. The key idea here is when you first join your job, any job, you might take a while to become productive. The word is productive. You might take 3 months or 4 months or 6 months to get used to the tempo, to get used to the routine, to get used to the type of work that you're involved with. So you get up to a point where you become very productive. So your 1 hour becomes 3 hours or 6 hours, right? Your 1 hour work becomes more valuable. So what do you do then when your productivity increases like that?
Before we talk in more detail, I want to give him some category because when I research some information, I think from my understanding, I give them some category.
All
right. The first one is the wanna quit job and preparing for transfer because maybe you're already tired, you're no motivation in this job, in this working place, and you want to transfer.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it.
This is the first category. And then another one is the because salary expectation not qualify.
Not met. Your salary expectations are not met. So I want 500K per month and I only earn 50K. So I'm not happy.
Why? Because the working low. This working low, maybe the value is the 50K. But you only give me 40K or 45K.
Okay, like good. That. So my boss's expectation and my expectations are not aligned. Let's call it that way.
Yes. And then another one is a life-working balance.
Work-life balance, great.
Yeah. Why? Because pandemic.
Okay. Yes, work from home.
Yeah,
hybrid
work. From home. That's
all right. So now quiet quitting. If it's not quitting quietly, what is quiet quitting?
For my understanding, quiet quitting is not really bad things. Maybe it's a good thing because you have more time to think about what's next. And it's next is for working skill.
Oh,
or,
I see.
Yeah, yeah, and your ability.
Okay.
And your diversity. I think. Okay. And maybe when you had more skill,
yes,
and when you're stronger, and you can give your boss, and hey, I think I have some suggestion.
Yes.
I think we can talk about more. I think have the
talk about more what? More work?
No. Maybe new methodology for working.
Okay. So what we're talking about, quiet quitting, is you are saying something that could be seen in a positive light. It's not all bad. So the definition of quiet quitting here for everybody out there is doing the minimum of your job. Okay. And if you don't feel like putting in more enthusiasm or passion into that particular job, don't do it. That's quiet quitting. But Jimmy, I have to say, I agree with you on the looking at it through a positive lens. I agree with you. But I don't think this is new thing, to be honest. It's a buzzword. It sounds cool. But long, long time ago, it's just called slacking off.
Yeah, correct.
It's just called slacking off. It means I could have, right, finished my job within 2 hours, but I don't do that. I spread it across my day. So in my day, my 8 hours, right, it looks like a fulfilling day, but actually I am so productive that I can't finish my work or what is required of me at work in 2 hours. Slacking off. That means you're not giving your 120%. But today we call it quiet quitting. But it's not really quitting. It's not that you don't love your job. It's just that you are not putting in the extra effort. You are not going the extra mile.
But I think quiet quitting, we still need to find some risk in here.
Uh-huh.
Because as of now, we're talking about the angle is still in employee side.
Right. Okay,
but
good
point. The employer, maybe they now 2023 have the new buzzword is the quiet hiring.
Quiet hiring.
Yeah, quiet hiring. How?
Is it applicable? Seriously? If your employees can quiet quit, can employers quiet hire?
You have some job is a looting job.
Yes.
And maybe some project is not completable.
Yes.
And it's more easier.
All right.
But this should be. So you bet. But in the marketing, you have the more your variable freelancer like that.
Yes.
So you have a contractor. So now,
okay.
The employer will protect their business.
Yes.
And to
maintain flexibility in the hiring,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I want to hire and be able to fire anytime I want.
Yes. I forgot the wording. So yes, maintenance.
Yes.
Yes. So maintenance to avoid the quiet quitting.
Ah, I see.
Yes.
So employers have a counter tactic to quiet quitting. They know if you like quiet quitting, I can also change your employment contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are working full-time, but you are a contractor. You're working on a contract. And the contract will be a very long contract.
Yes. And maybe in the long term, the company didn't hire any
full-time employee.
Hiring any full-time employee, just only hire contractor.
Well, I think most of the companies are doing that, right? To maintain flexibility in their payroll.
Yes.
Because we all know every 3 years, from the employer's perspective, every 3 to 5 years, there's a black swan.
Mm-hmm.
So you must be prepared for the future.
Sure.
But of course, and also, I think productivity has improved a lot in the workplace. Right now, we've got software, we've got AI, we got all those things. Once you implement these software and these SaaS services, you somehow will notice that you can actually downsize your staff. So for many employers in the modern times, in 2023, with AI and all the type of HR solutions out there and talent development software and training and everything that's available on the market today, you will find that the definition of what is a talent has changed also every 2 to 3 years. So what I used to consider a talent may not be a talent 3 years from now. And then I outline everything that he needs to do on a daily or weekly or monthly basis, and that's it. I just need this guy to do one thing.
For my suggestion is the training roadmap is very important.
Ah, okay. But that's a different space though, right? Because when you talk about that, then, you know, most employers would say, okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, but in the employee contract, maybe you, this is like the, you can negotiate with the employer. Maybe this is like the benefit.
Really? Can you do that? I've not really heard of training benefits being negotiated in the contract.
Actually, as of now,
yeah,
some employee and more is the young generation.
Yes.
They can agree to take the lower salary, but...
Okay.
But they're working and their job responsibility and more heavy.
Okay.
They want exciting in the working environment.
Okay. So they have a preference to the type of jobs.
Yes.
They also know pursuing just high paying jobs is not the right roadmap for them.
A few days ago,
mm-hmm.
When I saw the YouTube and I found the one... Words is very, I think it's very interesting.
Yes.
It's because they explain, the YouTuber explain why quiet quitting. Because now the new generation is the generation purpose. It's not generation X, not generation Y, not generation Z. It's a generation purpose. I think it's very correct.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let me guess, Simon Sinek, right?
No.
Not Simon Sinek? Oh.
Maybe Simon Sinek, but yeah. I look at this as a Taiwan YouTuber.
Oh, it's a Taiwan YouTuber. Okay.
Yeah, Taiwan YouTuber.
I think I've heard Simon Sinek saying something very similar.
Yeah.
Okay. So right now we shouldn't be framing and calling the younger generation the Gen Z, right? Or the Gen Zers.
Yes.
Or the millennials, or, you know, don't give them that name. So the younger generation in the labor force are the generation purpose. They need purpose at work. They need to know why they're working.
Yeah, and not employer give the purpose. It's the late definition of the purpose.
Okay, so let me get this straight. They want to join the workforce. They want to work for the employer, but the employer cannot give them purpose. They have to find purpose at work.
Correct.
And if they can't find it, they go into quiet quitting mode.
Yeah, because we also need to salary for survival.
That's okay. Yes. To make ends meet. Yes, to make a living. That's what we call it. But if you don't have kids, you know, Jimmy, obviously you now know you are a father now. So you now know, you know, what it's like to be a parent. You know, you're trying to survive literally every day. But I mean, you know, before your boy was born, you know, every day was a good day, right?
Correct.
It wasn't about survival. It was about, hey, you know, what do I really want to do with my money?
Yeah.
Now it's like you got to survive on a very, very tiny budget.
Yeah. So that's why my focus is the young generation, generation purpose. Because when you to be the father, when you to be the parent,
yes,
your mindset and you know what you thought will be different.
Yes. You will change. Right?
Totally change.
From a junior staff to a senior staff, you will change.
Yes.
And then from a senior staff to a junior manager, your mindsets also change. And then from a junior manager to a senior manager, your mindset would like change. And then once you get to the C level, then your vision and what you expect from your staff is also very different.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, we go up the corporate ladder that way. So quiet quitting, the positive side is people know what they want. People know how to manage their times. They're not just giving up their personal time and space and effort and giving it up all for work. But it also doesn't mean that they are not productive. I think that's something perhaps that's not explained, right? Quiet quitting does not mean your staff, your talent is not productive. It just means your talent is not giving you 120%.
I must say it's not productive. I think it's the you did the job, but you didn't bend 100% attitude in here. You just oh, I can finish.
Yeah. Like yeah. that. So let's quickly talk about what would be a sign of quiet quitting. How do you know your colleague at work is quiet quitting, is slacking off? What would be the most common sign?
For my understanding, it's more rejection and no team working.
Okay. That's a very obvious sign when they decline your request, right?
Yes.
Oh, I need help. Do me a favor. And they say sorry. They become sorry man. They're not the yes men they were before.
Yes, and also no sharing.
No sharing. I personally detest that. I don't like no sharing. I think that's just wrong. You can tell me why you're not helping, but I don't expect you to help everybody. But, you know, the fact that you're not sharing, that's a problem. Then you're not a team player.
Correct. Because in the team, sharing and the communication is more important.
Yeah.
It is for company. When your company is want to be the grow up.
Well, even if your company just want to sustain its current business as of now, right?
Yes.
Forget growing. If you want to sustain your business, you got to feel like you're working on the same team. So they must be sharing.
Yeah, sharing is very important.
Okay. What are the other signs other than no sharing and not being a team player?
Correct. So this sign is very clear, is the quiet quitting.
Okay. So that's all the time we have for you today, 15 Minutes Fam. Why don't you tell us what you think quiet quitting is all about? Is it good? Is it bad? If you like to let us know, please comment down below using the link, or you are welcome to email us at ask15mins@gmail.com. And next week, we will catch you the same time, same place. Bye.
Bye.